We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Arr, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Come on. Strong, the powerful Michael Zal has returned to Money Savage. Welcome back, Michael.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, excited to have you back on. Michael is the founder and CEO of Yellowbird. They're an organization providing environmental health and safety on demand. Excited to have you back on, Michael. Tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Well, my personal life, I'm very pleased to say, has not changed one iota. I still have two children and a wife of 20 years.
Nice.
Maybe it was 19 years when we spoke last. It's been quite a while, but my wife and I had our 20th anniversary this year. A pandemic has occurred since we last spoke, which we have been among the few people who were able to contribute and help and actually get some tailwind in the business based on COVID-19. So I'm counting my blessings on that we were able to create something that had a meaningful impact over the last 12 months. And the business itself has really done well. We went from last time we spoke, I was looking at my notes. Last time we had our little chat, we were in our MVP. We were in our minimum viable product development stage. We hadn't opened revenue. And we were still in that mindset of trying to figure out if anybody was going to pay for this thing, right? you know, that's always the question. You have all these assumptions and you know, all these questions that, of course, everybody's going to love this, but until you open it up, you never really know if somebody's going
right.
to actually be willing to pay, and that if your value proposition is actually what you thought it was. So we launched this last 12 months, and I'm happy to say we had a very successful first year.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Interesting, right? You launch a environmental health and safety company, and then COVID-19 hits. Almost, that's crazy, right? Were you perfectly positioned to help during this? Tell me a little bit more about what y'all are actually doing again.
So Yellowbird, and the website's Go Yellowbird, G-O Yellowbird, is an on-demand environmental health and safety professionals marketplace. So the easiest way of saying it is there are folks in the industry, in the health and safety industry, who have all sorts of experience and certifications, accreditations, or maybe have just worked in an area for a very long time, and they're making themselves available on Yellowbird. So they register on Yellowbird, they become a match-ready professional, and then those professionals are able to receive announcements of opportunity, of which I'll give you an example with COVID-19. We'll say a university has the need to have an industrial hygienist come out and do an assessment for their dorm facilities, maybe their lunchroom or cafeteria facilities, and maybe all the hallways. And so they would go into Yellowbird, they would open a job, and they'd say, and they don't even need to know what they need. I want to make sure that we can reopen safely, and that we would match professionals that are trained to do that with that job. And that's a real life example. So were we perfectly positioned for it? No, because we're a startup. And mm-hmm. So I think we missed a lot of, we've missed some opportunity, of course, being small, and we are in all 48 states. So we're in 48 states. I do know there's more than 48, but we are in 48. We just closed a 49th state. And when we say we're in a state, it means that we have a match ready professional ready to do work. And so could we have been more successful by people knowing about us more and knowing that we could have somebody within hours or days to help them. We certainly could have been. But for a startup going from zero revenue and almost no professionals on the platform to, you know, 2,000 registered professionals and 150 customers in under a year, I'm proud of that. So we did well. We did well.
Yeah. Well, certainly congratulations. So
thank you.
And you, so when we spoke, you had your minimum viable product, and now you're in 49 different states. You were also raising money during this time, I assume.
Yes.
How was that process?
Nothing says fun like raising capital during a pandemic. You know, we've done quite well. We are resonating with the right type of investor. We had a lead venture capitalist come in with a small investment in their world. And then we had a lot of angels and private investors come in. And so we raised around $1 million during the last 12 months. And it was primarily through discussions like these of what are we doing? How are we going to market? What differentiates us? What's working? What's not working? I'm a very honest person, and I will tell people what has been working and what we're still figuring out. And we're still figuring out a ton. I mean, we're still a small company, but been very fortunate to be successful in closing $1 million over the last 12 months.
Yeah. Well, again, congratulations. This episode is brought to you by Money Alignment Academy. If you are looking for a financial wellness platform for your company, your organization, and your employees, check out moneyalignmentacademy.com or click on the link in the notes of the show. So you are is it correct to call you a lifelong entrepreneur?
Yes, that's a good description of me.
How has 2020, how did it change your thinking, if at all, moving forward?
What a great question. I've always been the type of person who looks for opportunity around me at all times. My wife hates it because it's a shiny objects syndrome as well, where you see an opportunity and you're like, hey, we could do that. I mean, she finally just says, no, don't do anything more. You already have three companies. You know, leave it alone, right? So I do see a lot of opportunity out there. I also see the benefit in these micro entrepreneurs that we're creating through Yellowbird and other gig economy platforms. That's what we're doing, really, is we're creating a platform for micro entrepreneurs where we actually have the infrastructure. We can get people doing the job that they do quickly and making a very good wage, much, much higher than a minimum wage of a, you know, a bartender or a server, or a driver, or, you know, that type of a gig, which is also a very important micro entrepreneurial opportunity. But our focus is on the knowledge worker. So I'm always focused on where's the new opportunity for knowledge workers, if that makes sense.
No, it certainly does. And okay. I've been fortunate to talk with folks who are working to develop, I don't know if it's appropriate to call them similar networks, but just an opportunity for people to, on one end, get vetted by the organization, and then for other organizations to come, kind of like a clearinghouse or just opportunities to place talent with the actual opportunities. So I think it's such an exciting time that technology is creating and helping those entrepreneurs to probably have sustainable careers.
Absolutely. And that's always the question. That's probably one of the most difficult questions that I receive from the investment community as well as from the users of our platform, which is, do you place enough people on a consistent basis that they could say that they are using Yellowbird for their full-time employment, quote unquote, which we are not an employer, we are a facilitator, but they're getting enough gigs to sustain themselves. And we are among the few that can say, yes, we do have people who have been able to do that. I have an example of somebody who made six figures last year in under 9 months by doing a job for Yellowbird. And so that's a very good wage. And it's something that I think most people would say you'd be able to sustain yourself for a year being with that kind of a gig. I also see a lot of people in the high volume, low margin job creation world. And I see that as being challenging. In the long term, I see that as being something that's going to, the winner's going to go to the people that can sustain high, high volume. And we're doing good volume, but we're not doing Uber level volume or, somebody who does, vehicle-based deliveries.
Got it. Obviously, you're working to get to that number. What do you think is going to be that difference maker?
So our North Star is an organization, and we do have an organizational North Star. We believe that if we can have a company use us 2 times in 90 days, that they will realize how much time, money, and energy we've saved them. And so for us to be successful, we need to be working on projects and programs with companies who understand that they need different experience drivers. So as an example, if you are a small manufacturer, say 50 people under your employment, your environmental health and safety role can cover everything from OSHA to chemical management to actually writing policies and procedures. And many, many of those are different skill sets. And so an EHS or environmental health and safety generalist is not necessarily somebody who can do all of that well for you. And so what our goal is to have somebody eventually say, we want to hire an internal environmental health and safety manager that works as air traffic control. And we're going to use platforms, we're going to use Yellowbird to facilitate the actual execution of these various needs.
Well, that certainly makes sense right there. So you essentially help them to embed their full-time person who is the air traffic controller, and then when the specific needs come up, they come to you to meet those needs. I think that certainly makes a lot of sense. In terms of how are you thinking about, I imagine to help people have a sustainable career, health insurance is probably a major challenge. How are you thinking about that?
It's a huge challenge. So I believe that there are bigger organizations than us that are working right now on health insurance for gig economy workers. Mm-hmm. We are not currently on the forefront of that thought leadership. And it's not because I don't want to be, but there's a couple of insurance aspects that we are on the forefront of and I am heavily focused on. We already provide OAC coverage, which is occupational accident coverage. And what OAC does is it's equivalent to workman's comp for private contractors. So when they go out on a Yellowbird gig, we're covering them that if they should hurt themselves or pull a muscle or something, physically happens to them. The other they're covered, and it's a very good policy, even has a life insurance policy associated with it. Nice. So heaven forbid somebody with there was a casualty on site, their families would be taken care of. And then there's also the liability, professional liability insurance practice, and we are in the process of doing that. About 50% of our folks actually have professional liability coverage already, but we are working on an overlay umbrella policy for all of our folks, and that's coming out quickly. The next level will be the availability of health coverage for people who are gig economy workers. We currently do not have that.
Yeah, it's fascinating. Just the different opportunities and challenges to help people to do exactly what you're working to do, just to help them have sustainable careers and be successful micro entrepreneurs. So many different variables that if you don't really not working in it, you're probably not necessarily thinking about. So
yes.
I appreciate that. In terms of just strategy or tactics, any new thinking that that 2020 has taught you, aside from the mindset and the thinking, any hard strategies or tactics?
I wouldn't say they were hard, but they reinstilled the importance of the insurance industry when it comes to this. You know, the government, OSHA, and the Department of Labor that oversees OSHA was created to keep employees safe and to make sure that all workers had the opportunity to come home safely at the end of each day. And we keep our eye on that ball, and we make sure that the mindset of the employer is to take care of the employee so they can accomplish their objective safely. A lot of organizations have no clue on what to do and how to do it. And that's become very prevalent, aware. People become aware of that during COVID-19, of not even knowing who to call. They're relying on becoming their, you know, Google doctors by finding out all the information they can on by doing Google searches. And the reality is that you want experts to give you guidance on this type of stuff. You want to be able to find resources for that. So one of the strategic things that we've been doing is we've been aligning ourselves with the leading insurance organizations, the leading payroll organizations, and the leading associations for given industries, and to become a resource for them. And yes, we are a for-profit business, but for under $500, you could actually get sound advice from a trained expert that if in their day job probably make $90,000 to $110,000 a year. And so to be able to call on demand to get help is a real meaningful thing. And we're going to be more heavily focused on that, is creating paths to professionals, paths to on-demand help in EHS. And the other thing I've found out is that there's a lot of software companies out there that help you track OSHA and compliance. But there's not a lot of people who have a ubiquitous solution for knowledge workers. They're more record keepers rather than actually answering the tough questions. And so I think that's where we're shining right now.
I love it. Yeah, I see immense value in that. And you're probably pretty well positioned to fill that need. So exciting things in the future.
Yeah, I'm pleased with it.
Well, Michael, Savage Nation, is you ready for your difference-making tip? What do you have for them?
I guess the difference-making tip, if I had to think of one thing, it would be to listen to the negative. Everybody wants to hear the positive, especially when you're trying to keep yourself motivated in a startup environment. But sometimes the gold is actually in the negative. The gold is in what people don't like about what you're doing. And because if you truly listen to it, in most circumstances, you can solve it. You can solve for that, and it will make you better. And so my tip would be to don't wallow in it, but listen for the negative. Listen for the doubter, and with the intent of learning from it. And it doesn't mean that they're right, but be logical about it. Think about it. And so, you know, one of the things I heard a lot during these early days is, you know, well, there's no way this will work because people have safety guys. You know, I have a safety guy on staff. And the more I spoke with people, the more I realized that those people have a backlog of needs a mile and a half long, and the hottest fires go first, and heaven forbid somebody gets injured, everything goes on the back burner until that report and that insurance filing and that OSHA issue is resolved. And these folks are overworked, and they need help. And so the doubters made me really question constantly, all right, are we offering enough value? And that's an important tip.
Well, I think that is great stuff. That definitely gets it. Come on. Yeah. Listen for the negatives, because that's oftentimes where the gold is. Love it. Well, Michael, thank you so much for coming back on. Where can Savage Nation learn more about you and Yellowbird?
Very easy. It's goyellowbird.com. goyellowbird.com. And please follow us on LinkedIn. It's, Go Yellowbird. All of our stuff's Go Yellowbird, even on Facebook, LinkedIn, everywhere else. I would be delighted if you would follow us. And we do offer introductory specials. So if anybody needs environmental health or safety help, look us up. We'd be happy to help you.
Perfect. Savage Nation, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Michael your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to goyellowbird.com. Check out everything that Michael is working on. Follow them on LinkedIn. Stay up to date. Thanks again, Michael.
No worries. Thank you. Take care.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight, as we are all in this together.